New York's embattled Democratic governor, David Paterson, faces new allegations today that could further undermine his election bid. The New York Times reports that Paterson and his state police security detail intervened in a domestic violence case involving one of the governor's top aides. North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann reports.
Just last weekend, Governor David Paterson announced that he would fight to win a full term in office, despite persistent polls showing that most New Yorkers want to change.
I'm a New Yorker. I'm not going to give up. I will win the election for governor this year.
Paterson took office in 2008 following Elliot Spitzer's sex scandal and resignation. His own precarious political situation worsened this month when rumors circulated that the New York Times was preparing a major expose examining details of his private life. The governor remained defiant, accusing his enemies of launching a smear campaign. But the Times reported last night that one of his top aides, 37-year-old David Johnson, had been accused of violently assaulting a girlfriend. According to the paper, the unnamed woman dropped her court case after allegedly being pressured by the governor's state police security detail and then receiving a call from Paterson himself. In an interview this morning with WOR, a news talk station in New York City, Paterson said that he had asked Attorney General Andrew Cuomo to conduct an independent probe.
He would conduct a full investigation of all the allegations that would, if true, make this a very disturbing and alarming situation.
Paterson refused to confirm or deny making the phone call, but he suspended his aide without pay and called for state police to conduct a separate probe. Liz Benjamin, a columnist with the New York Daily News, says this scandal could be the final straw, with Democratic Congressman Steve Israel already calling for the governor to step aside.
He placed a personal call this morning to the governor and said, hey, look, it's really time for you to reconsider your push to try and keep this job.
Marcia Pappas with New York's National Organization for Women has been a Paterson supporter, but she called these allegations particularly troubling.
The governor has been a champion for women's rights and to end violence against women. So if we find out that these allegations are true, then certainly we would publicly call for his resignation.
This afternoon, the woman who oversees New York's Division of State Police, Public Safety Commissioner Denise O'Donnell, resigned. O'Donnell issued a statement saying it was unacceptable for the governor and state police to intervene in a domestic violence case involving the governor's staff. The politics of this scandal are incredibly tangled. Attorney General Andrew Cuomo has agreed to investigate, but he's also expected to be Governor Paterson's main rival in the Democratic primary. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann.